Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2015, and this...
With all the fantasy on the Strip, it's easy to lose your heart as well as your wallet. But some people also lose their heads in the excitement, making Vegas notorious for whirlwind weddings.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 510.
Las Vegas, the honor! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight, a special midweek edition.
Yay.
I should probably explain how this came about.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we can't do a special midweek edition anytime, but we don't very often.
It's rare.
It is rare, but there's a reason for this one. So...
what's the reason for the season?
Okay, well, let's back up to last August. You may recall that I started a Kickstarter campaign for a book that is nearing completion. About Las Vegas, which will be available to you soon on Amazon and through a store that I will be setting up soon and other locations. That was the worst plug ever for a product.
That was smooth, honey.
There is a book coming out that I have written that will be available to you in print, e, and audio formats very soon in many locations. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, as part of the Kickstarter campaign, people who contributed at a specific level received... among other things, a special personalized podcast. And there were about a dozen people who contributed at that level, and we've been recording those recently. And one of the people, very early on, actually said, he emailed me and said, hey, you know what? When you're doing the personalized podcasts, let's do something a little bit different for mine. Just do a bonus podcast midweek for everybody.
That's so sweet.
That's kind of a nice thing. I'm like, okay, cool, we can do that.
Not only did he back the Kickstarter project, but
yep. And I'd love to give
him
a shout out, but he said he wants to remain anonymous.
So thank you.
You know who you are, special actor. Yeah, you know who you are, contributor and listener and friend. We appreciate it. Thank you. So yeah, you get an extra dose. I don't know if this is a good thing for our listeners or not, but they get an extra dose of us thanks to one of our listeners who contributed and said, yeah, make it available to everybody. It's been really fun recording, though. So what I normally have done is put out an email and said, hey, we're going to be doing these. We're finally getting around to recording these. Do you have specific things you'd like us to talk about? And then really the whole thing is kind of customized to what they want us to talk about, kind of a Dear Tim and Michelle thing.
Right.
So this is kind of that on a grander scale. And I have a bunch of questions from listeners that I thought we would respond to this week. So we should just kick it off with one of these.
Got a box full of letters. Thinking my right to read. Send your note and desires. Means of contact. P.O. Box 8941. Baby. Write you a letter tomorrow. Tonight I can hold a pen.
So we're actually recording this on the 4th of July, even though we're putting this out on the 8th. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned in the last show we would do fireball shots before we record. So should we just do that now for our first question? All right, clink. Mm. It burns and it's tasty.
Mm. Mm.
It's like a red hot in my alcohol gullet.
Fireball and fireworks.
Yes. Whew. Okay.
My gut.
I think with that, we're ready to answer some questions.
All right.
From you, and thank you to our listeners who have been sending us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. If you have questions for us, you can send them to gmail.com, and we will use them on a future show. We're not using all the questions this week. We do have some others, so we'll be including them on future shows.
Mm-hmm.
First show comes in from John Anuta, who we know from past VIMF events.
Yes.
And this question pertains to a bar that is closing on July 12th. One of our favorites, Book and Stage at Cosmopolitan. Aww.
So many good times there.
What they are wondering is what elements or aspects of Book and Stage would we hope will be preserved in the new bar at Cosmo, and what were some things that helped make it so special to us?
Well, initially, they had decent video poker pay tables, but those went out the window. But
that was probably the first thing that got us there.
Yeah. We're like, good video poker and really good drinks. We are winners.
Yeah. The good video poker went away quickly.
Yeah. But the good drinks remained.
The good drinks
remained. The bartenders remained also.
That was it. We had great bartenders.
Yeah.
And we ended up, you know, becoming friends with them. And it was just the personality of the place was kind of, it almost took on the personality of the bartenders.
Yeah. I think that's what I would hope, is that they would have regular bartenders at the new place that had some freedom to be creative and grow with their craft.
Yeah.
And to have good relationships with customers.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of like, I don't think it's going to, my guess is it won't have video poker.
Yeah.
I'd love for it to have the things that it has now, even though it's kind of shitty video poker now.
Right.
It's
going to be more of a lounge, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a lounge now too, but kind of not, you know, it's like they've got the lounge seating, but I have a feeling it's going to be more loungy. So my guess is they want a video poker. So that's kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm. But they have that at Bond and Chandelier and
Q. That's just it. See, now I'm like, you know what? I'm fine going to one of those other places because the people that I really liked they're still good bartenders there, but I don't know them. Like I knew the other folks. So I don't know. I'm not, we had a lot of good times there, and we had like listener meetups and all kinds of cool stuff. We met a lot of really cool people just when we happened to be sitting there, and they'd come up and find us.
Hey, are you?
we are. Yeah, there were some really cool moments with people. Somebody came up and asked Jenny, the bartender. They said, "Are you Jenny?" And she said, "Yes." And they're like, "Oh, we know you from 5 Honey." And then she's like, "Well, I'd like you to meet Tim and Michelle." We're sitting there right there. We've had things like that happen. Yeah. There's like really cool place. But again, it's all about the people and not necessarily the physical space.
Yes.
So you can have those moments at other places. Mm-hmm. So I'm not that torn up about it right away, even though we have the
good
memories.
I would be more torn up about it if some of the previous people were still there.
Or were losing their jobs or something.
Or that too, yeah.
Yes. So I guess that kind of summed up both of it. Part of what made it special is that we just had really good times there. And, you know,
I think part of the reason we have such good times in Vegas now is just hanging out with people.
We've met a lot of really good people. So this show has certainly affected our trips in a big way because we do end up making friends and meeting people who listen and all those experiences we would not have otherwise had. Mm-hmm. That's kind of part of the reason. But you know what? Those locations change. Even in the 10 years we've been doing the show, there have been all kinds of different evolutions of that. Those places that
people
know they're going to find us. That's just part of the deal. Mm-hmm. The never get too attached to anything policy that we've kind of formed over the years. Thank you for the questions. We do appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you in October at VIMF.
Yes.
Even
though we have that policy, it still doesn't prevent it from happening, though, because there are places I'm still attached to that I'd be very, very sad if.
Yeah, I don't know. I've become much better about not getting too,
about being more detached.
Yeah, but again, because part of it is too, as we mentioned, those experiences can happen in different places.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily about the place. You always have the memory of those places.
It's not about the place. It's about the people.
Yeah. So, I guess that's it. All right. Fireworks going off in the distance. Mm-hmm. So festive here. I don't know how much that people
are. And our dogs are very calm. I hope that continues.
Another friend of the show, someone that we met earlier this year in March, I believe, Sportsbook Tom.
Oh,
from the Vegas Parlay.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. We had a lovely chat.
He does great work, too.
I'd love to have another. Hopefully, one of these times we'll run into him again. We can sit down, have proper drinks, and just shoot the shit
because for a while.
I have a feeling we'd have a lot of things in common. We had a little little talk. But anyway.
He's cool.
Yeah. Vegas Parlay is a website I always recommend when people are interested in sports betting. Mm-hmm. Got good reviews of sports books, all kinds of great information.
Yep.
Solid blog, solid website, and Tom's a great guy. His question is, at this very moment, right now, as we record this during the podcast, if we could be magically transported to Vegas for 90 minutes for dinner, where would we eat?
Andiamo?
I think at this moment I would say Andiamo as well, partly because it came up in the previous show.
Yeah.
And since then I've been thinking about
meatball in my face right now.
I've been thinking about, we didn't make it there. We haven't made it there the last couple trips.
Yeah.
And it's probably been since October, hasn't it? I could really go for a good, you know, it's not even, their steak is fantastic.
Yeah, their filet is great.
Everything, like, I could go for that risotto.
Oh, the lobster risotto.
So good. Yeah. Meatballs.
Oh, and then the side, there's like a lobster mac and cheese side, and they,
I want all of it. Yeah. Part of the reason, too, is because we haven't gone there lately. Like, I normally, if somebody says, what one restaurant are you really into? And I am, but lately it's been Cina Poblano, mm-hmm. but we've gone there the last couple trips.
Mm-hmm. So we've like, satisfied that craving.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to go to Andiamo because we haven't been there and it's another one of the favorites.
Pizza Rock was my last one where I had this weird thing where in March we chose another restaurant over going to Pizza Rock. On our last day. And I regretted it.
You had months of regret.
Much. I did. And then that was. Was it the first place we ate when we got there?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just fulfilling so many wishes right now.
just short of having a cab drop us off directly at Pizza Rock.
We pretty didn't quite... much. Like, check into the hotel, go to Pizza Rock.
That was about how it worked. All right. That's a good question. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right.
And what's interesting, now I'm thinking... There are just all these great places that I just want to be right now.
I know. It's killer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Soon.
We have
soon.
A series of questions from Mindy.
Well, not soon, soon. A few months soon.
October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing planned till then.
Right.
All right. Mindy writes, number one in a series of three.
Oh, cool.
Is a new t-shirt design in the works?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it is. It is the design I've had ready to go pretty much for a while, and I've been holding off because I'm going to be putting together a new store that includes the book, the new shirts, and maybe one or two other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been holding off, and that's going to be coming very, very soon because I want to have it ready when the book comes out, which will be very soon.
When do you say very soon? Can you give us within a couple months?
I am hoping here within a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So give or take, but
all right.
That's what we're looking at. I don't know how long all this stuff is going to take. Like once we get it done in the next week or two, sending it off to print and seeing a proof. And
I like you say, once we get it done.
Well, you're still helping me. You've been doing editing and stuff for me. So it's a wee thing.
Yeah.
Nothing but a wee
I'm
thing,
happy.
Baby.
Nice. I am happy to help though.
You've
I'm really
very helpful in many ways. So yes, there is a new t-shirt. It's a 5 Hun Dog t-shirt.
Cool.
The legendary 5 Hun Dog. And the design is actually courtesy of our friend Chuck Monster. It's something.
That's awesome.
It's an adaptation of something we used at VIMF last year. And he sent me the artwork. He said, this is looking on a shirt. And I'm like, straight up it would. So he sent it to me and I doctored it a tiny bit to avoid any possible trademark issues. And, and it's good to go. It's good to go. I just need to figure out how many I want to order.
Yep.
I want these to be done like high quality. So I'm not just doing the usual cafe press thing. I want these to be printed and just available directly through us with like good screen print quality and all that. So anyway, they're coming soon.
Yep.
Long answer to a short question. Number two, how do you select the hotels you stay in?
Ooh, comps mostly.
Kind of, but not always.
But we also have our favorite places. So I think it's between, do we want to stay downtown? Do we want to stay on the strip?
Yeah, we kind of look at how we want to carve the trip up.
Yep.
Based on how long it is. If it's a short trip, usually we're just going to stay downtown lately, although we had that one super short trip where we just stayed at SLS.
Yeah.
But part of that was because we wanted to review SLS.
Right.
It really varies. It's kind of like when we do it, it seems really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when I try to explain, if I try to think of how do we decide,
yeah.
I can't really say, well, it depends on trip length. It depends on where we want to spend time. It depends on if we want to split it up among multiple hotels. And these things we just kind of figure out, like, it just happens. I don't know how it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think comps do affect it.
Comps and
to some extent.
Comps and deals. It's not always comps because, like, when we stayed at, like, Vidara, we paid for that. We've paid for the Golden Gate Suite several times.
Oh, yeah. Happily.
Yeah. So it does vary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a tough one to answer.
That is. Yeah. That's a good question.
We do have some go-tos that we tend to book. Like
there are places we'll stay and there are places you will stay alone where if the two of us are going, I'm not as flexible.
Like where?
Because I'm high maintenance.
Like where, for example?
Four Queens.
Oh yeah. That's true. See, I would. But that was only...
And part of it is a noise issue.
for me, that was like, well, it's going to be one night. I want to check this out. I thought it would be like, if it's a horrible experience, I'll have something to talk about. And it's just me. So it's not going to, you know, I don't want to impose me doing something silly on you.
Yeah.
And you having a bad time, whereas I can kind of shake it off and just like, wow, well, it was.
You do that, Taylor Swift.
It'll be a good story.
Yeah.
But that's not that often either.
Yeah, I can get a little high maintenance with the sleep and being a light sleeper with the noise, too. I totally admit it, but yeah.
Because
our dogs steal our sleep on the daily, it's very important to me that I go on vacation.
I take more naps now than when I was a fucking toddler. I swear to God, because of these fucking dogs.
Bless them, but yeah.
Okay, so.
We love them dearly, but. Oh my God.
There's another thing too where, and it does the comp or really good offer does tend to factor in. Like we really wanted to stay at the Cromwell.
Yes.
And we were fortunate that it did show up on Total Rewards or we got an offer or something where it was a good deal. Same thing when we've stayed at Cosmopolitan.
Oh yeah.
It's either been a really good deal or for a while we were getting comps because we played there quite a bit. Although I did get a comp offer the other day. I'm back in their good graces after this last trip, thanks to some drunken late night slot play where I just went on a freaking
Wonka.
It wasn't even Wonka. I didn't play Wonka there. I was playing stupid shit. I just remember we were hanging out at Vesper and I'm like, guys, I got to go gamble. No, we weren't at Vesper. We were at Chandelier.
We're at Chandelier and you're like, guys, I got to go chase the dragon.
And then you texted me, we're at Vesper now.
And then you showed up briefly and you're like, okay, I got to go chase the dragon again.
It was last night. It's because we were talking about gambling and all of a sudden I had to do
it. You had this look in your eye. It was interesting.
It hit me hard.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen all that often.
No.
Where all of a sudden it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm no longer social. I got to go play.
But my friend Paolo's going to go to Italy tomorrow. And
I had a chance to say goodbye properly,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
I don't know if that answered your question. It's like a combination of length of time.
Places. Let's talk about our last trip. We really would have been happy to stay at the Cromwell again, but
we did.
But the two nights that we were staying on the Strip were not comped, and they were comped at Bally's. And we thought,
I was originally booked at I wonder how much this plays a part.
Yeah.
So I booked at Bally's because it was one of the newer rooms. We got a good offer.
Yep, Jubilee Tower.
Yep, and then I looked like a day or two. I got an offer that same day that I booked from the Cromwell, and it said weeknights. I don't remember what it was. Two weeknights. Blah blah blah.
June. You looked up the dates.
I looked up the dates, and it looked at first like they were available, but then when I tried to book, they weren't. So I think because I already had something booked, so then I'm like, well, I'll cancel and then rebook, and it wouldn't let me.
It wouldn't let you.
It let me cancel, and I could have rebooked. And I even called, and they're like, no, those dates aren't available. So I think the fact that I already had something booked might have hosed those dates.
No.
But we'll stay there again.
Yeah.
I know we will.
I really enjoyed staying there.
We'll stay at Cosmo again, too. It's been a long time.
Yeah, we will. Those are my two favorite places on the Strip right now.
Yeah,
Cromwell
fun.
And Cosmo.
There are so
Although
many places.
I enjoyed our stay at Bally's. I really did. I loved that
room. I'm glad to hear that because I
would stay there again. I would stay at Cromwell and Cosmo over Bally's, but I would stay at Bally's again.
That was my reaction when I stayed there in January. I'm like, you know what? This is the renovated Jubilee Tower. It just, for the price point they're asking, even though it was comped, I would be willing to pay for a discounted rate, which is what we'd normally get from Total Rewards if it wasn't comped, you know?
I hope we're not boring the shit out of people with our comp talk.
It's a bonus. It's a bonus trip, a bonus show. But yeah, I was really happy with the quality of that room for a lower to mid tier property.
Yeah,
and that's why I wanted you to stay there and check it out. And I think you were a little hesitant.
I was hesitant.
Yeah, and I'm like, just give it a shot because these are nice rooms.
Here's the thing with Bally's. Part of my problem with Bally's is that that was the first time I stayed in the Jubilee Tower. I've always
Me
stayed
too.
In the Indigo Tower.
Well, January
Tower.
Was, but yeah.
And the Indigo Tower is the one that used to be MGM Grand.
Yep.
It's the L. Is it T-shaped?
Sean.
Or L-shaped? I think it's T-shaped.
Okay.
One of those letters with
it's an a, I think
with
it's
a
an 90 I.
degree angle. Anyway, the part of the problem with those rooms is that you have such a hike. So you go all the way back, and then you go up your elevator, and then you walk all the way to your damn room.
We've had some really far rooms from the elevator.
Yeah.
The nicer the room, the farther away, too.
Yeah, the nicer rooms are at the end of the hall.
Right.
But it's like you're going to put on some fucking steps on your little step counter.
Yeah. Which is fine, but Jubilee is a little smaller, I think.
I really liked staying in that tower.
Yep.
If we were to stay there again, I would demand staying in that tower.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, the accessibility was great. The rooms were modern and clean and recently redone. And yeah.
Right on.
They were great. I'm glad we did that. You know, even though I would have loved to have stayed at Cromwell again, I'm glad
we did
that.
Worked out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a different experience.
Third question from Mindy. Although nothing stays forever in Las Vegas, what is the one thing, place, restaurant, casino that you would want to see return tomorrow?
Oh,
I feel like
God.
We've answered this before, and it'll probably be a different answer because it changes.
And it will, yeah.
I'm going to go with, this very moment, the thing that's popping into my mind is the original O'Shea's before Caesars owned it.
I've been missing that place hardcore lately.
Before beer pong, before the second bar close to the entrance.
Yep. Like the original, that was our place where we'd check into Barbary Coast.
Yeah.
Go to O'Shea's, have our first drink.
Yep. And I think right now it feels like maybe it's because we went to a dive bar for dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm just like kind of in that dive bar mode. Like, you know what? It's comfortable. It feels like home to be at a place like that. So
hey, we had our first date at that dive bar.
I know. Nothing wrong with that. But the it was a tradition for a long time to go and have our first drink there.
Yeah.
And we
knew all the bartenders. And it was just.
So that's one of those places where you have kind of like we talked about earlier. That's where the experiences were for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's the one for me.
We didn't really play at that bar.
No, not too much.
I'd
play some of the slot machines and stuff, you know, in the
I think you played video blackjack a little bit.
I think even. I probably did.
Yeah.
Yep. But I always had a good time there.
Yeah.
That was really fun. And then once Caesars bought it, it kind of went downhill and they brought in the beer pong and all that shit.
Right. But and then the bar in the front.
Yeah.
It changed.
Yeah. It was still all right, but it wasn't the same.
It wasn't
fun,
what it was.
Kind of crusty
place
that.
Yeah.
So that's the one I would bring back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree. Do you agree with that one?
I agree. Because it's weird. I've been thinking about O'Shea's a lot lately and really missing it.
Cool.
Yeah. And I think part of me would want to say Barbary Coast because.
Yeah, same thing. We had good times there.
The rooms were really cheap, really accessible as far as, minutes from your room to the strip. Loved the Victorian Room coffee shop.
Yeah.
Loved Michael's, loved Dre's when it was a restaurant.
Yeah.
Loved playing there.
On some days, if you were to ask me the same question, that would be my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm in an O'Shea's mode.
Yeah.
Certainly, that on some days, it would be Barbary Coast as it was. When it is, you do fall back to those things from your first times in Vegas. That's when you fell in love with the city.
Yep.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So I think those are good answers. All right. Jeff from Indiana is wondering. We've all had this experience where we're in public places and we overhear so-called Vegas experts doling out advice and it's wrong. Do you keep quiet and let the expert have their day or do you butt in and politely correct them?
Keep quiet.
I keep quiet.
Because I don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be you don't want to be that person.
I don't want to be a splainer, lady splainer or man splainer. I don't want to be an actually person.
If somebody asks me a question and they have the premise of the question wrong, I will correct them because they're asking me a question.
If they're asking you directly.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to butt into somebody else's conversation and be all, unless it's like endangering their life or something.
Yeah. I haven't had that happen.
But I haven't had that happen. Yeah.
No, I
like, no, you do not want to walk between the Stratosphere and downtown at night ever. I would butt in for that. However,
I don't know if I would. I'd rather listen to their bad ideas and their bad thoughts on things
and then share it on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And then like mock them behind their back.
You'll never believe what I've overheard. Like, I always come back to the guy on the plane who's like, yeah, I got a limo waiting for me at the airport. And
that guy ruled. That was a long time ago.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to be a big shot. And he was talking to strangers, telling them.
He was flying coach, as were we.
Yeah. And his whole, like, trying to, Yeah,
and not that coach is a bad thing, because it gets you there.
No, but it was just so trying so hard to be like the big shot, and he's I got a suite with a hot tub waiting for me when I get there, and a limo waiting at the airport, and then isn't he the same guy who asked if he found out somebody was from New York, and he asked if it was like the wallpaper at Subway?
Oh my God!
There was some kind of weird exchange about. Trying to grasp if New York was like the wallpaper they used to have at the Subway sandwich shop. That dude was it was hilarious to listen to.
Because we were joking, we're like, because this is when the Tam O'Shanter still existed.
Oh,
we're
that's
like,
right.
He's got a room at the Tam O'Shanter. I just know it.
Yeah. He was saying somewhere shady, I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I will keep quiet. Let them spew forth all the bad advice and bad.
And let it be my entertainment. Yes. And then I will pass on said entertainment to others when the time is right.
Exactly. All right. Series of questions from Tommy, also known as Coach. Las Vegas local, friend of the show.
We know that guy. He's awesome.
Yep. Hung out with him briefly at VIMF last year.
Yes. Had a
lovely conversation with him and his lovely lady.
Yes. Melissa.
Yep. All right. So, being a Vegas local and longtime visitor prior to moving here, I'm wondering your thoughts on these questions. Number one, which one thing have you done outside of gambling and boozing every time you visit or almost every time? Is there a place or attraction you do?
Outside of gambling and boozing? Would that be eating?
That really cuts it down, Tommy.
Would that?
Yeah, dining. I mean, but that changes.
I guess my first thought is Bellagio Fountains, but we don't do that every time.
We don't go and stand there every time.
No. We used to do that religiously, and now
they're still
it's
awesome
beautiful.
Every time we
it's
do.
There. Like, if we're there, we'll pause, but we just haven't.
There have been things, again, as experiences change, there have been things over the years for a long time.
This is great. I'm getting all analytical about our trips now.
But for a long, that's one of the great things about Vegas. Your experiences change if you keep going back.
Yeah.
One of the things that we always did every single trip for a long time is we'd go at some point at least once to the wildlife habitat at Flamingo.
Yeah.
And just like watch the turtles sunning themselves on the rocks.
Right.
That's when they had the penguins. That was years ago.
That's what killed it for us is they took away the penguins. They moved to the Dallas Zoo.
Yep. But we used to always do. We don't do that anymore because it's not as interesting anymore.
Right.
Like, fucking flamingos are boring as shit. What am I going to do? Go watch flamingos stand on one leg? That's no fun.
No. Although I'm a little obsessed with flamingos in prints right now as far as clothing.
Yeah, but they're about as exciting to look at on the print
on clothing.
Your clothing as they are in person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they don't do much.
Penguins are hilarious, so they'd be fun to watch. But so
I've been actually, this is a tangent, but there's a woman who wrote a blog. She got to go to Antarctica, and just watching, like seeing the pictures of her interacting with the penguins was just cool.
Penguins are very, very entertaining.
Yeah.
But so that's an old thing. But is there anything now that we do every time? I'm trying to think of anything that falls outside of gambling and drinking and dining. I think that kind of.
Oh, man. That's a good question.
It is a really good question. I'm kind of stumped a little bit. We used to, again, early on, and they don't have as many of these, but we used to always do like the free slot pull at Bally's.
Yeah.
We had these little, and part of it was we didn't
little
have any
rituals.
Money.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we were like, oh, this is a cheap, free thing.
Like, we have a lot of money now.
No, but
we don't,
I mean,
but
then we had no money. Now we at least, you know.
Yeah. It's like going from eating ramen every day to
eating McDonald's instead.
Right.
Boy, that is, I'm not coming up with anything that fall outside of the gambling, drinking, dining.
I'm not either.
We do every single time.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I would have said Bellagio Fountains, but because we've stayed downtown so much.
Yeah. We don't do the pool thing. We don't really. You've done the spa thing a couple times, but it's not every trip.
I don't shop as much as I used to.
That's true. I'm not coming up with anything that's a standard that falls outside. So that tells you what kind of degenerates we are.
I know. Gamble,
that's a
drink,
great,
eat.
That's a great. That's a really good question.
That's a really revealing question.
Yeah, I know, right? I have to consider my life choices after this show.
Mm-hmm. What about the container park?
Well, you don't do that every time.
No.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
No. No. And if we did, it would usually be for drinking or eating.
Right.
I'm not going to go there just to hang out in the playground.
No. That would be creepy.
To browse fucking jewelry. You can do that. All right. Well, we're moving on because I don't think we really have a good answer for that one.
All right. Next question.
Number two, we all have our Vegas list and still have one.
And some of us have it in an app called Vegas List.
That's true. What percentage of our Vegas lists do we get done on a trip? Mm. Oh, it's so small. It is so pathetically small.
And here's how I do my list.
We edit the list every time.
Can I explain my process?
Go into great detail on the list if you care to.
So I'll divide my stuff into downtown and strip.
Yep.
And I'll also divide it into new stuff to do for downtown, new stuff for strip, and then stuff to revisit downtown and stuff to revisit for strip. So there are four quadrants, if you will.
Yeah. And we pick off usually
we don't get a lot of the new shit done.
No, but we usually get it. I'm like really happy when we're like 2 days into the trip and I'm like, hey, we're staying at a new place. We've done these three new restaurants. Sometimes they just kind of happen.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy about that because I like to have new things to report on.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, we can coast the rest of the trip and just go to freaking China Poblano and hang out at, you know, Long Bar all day.
Right.
So finding that combination and that balance is important.
Very.
I do love that. People have asked many times like how doing the podcast has affected our trips. And that is one of the things. It kind of
we try new stuff a lot more than we would otherwise.
I think so. It's
because we feel a need to try things and report on them.
Yeah. I want to be able to review a few different things we haven't talked about in the past.
Again, that led to the great pizza debacle of March 2015.
Wow. It has a name now.
Yeah, it does.
Visiting Radio City instead of Pizza Rock for a second time. Yeah.
My stomach regretted that for 3 whole months.
So he was asking for a specific percentage of how much we get.
That's hard because there are some trips where.
30? Is that high?
Yeah, I would say 30.
30 is probably pretty good.
There's stuff we put on where we know we're not going to get to it. And there's
stuff. It's true. It's true.
There's stuff I have perennially on there.
If I find myself in a situation, I would be willing to do this, but I'm probably not going to. It's
right.
Kind of that kind of thing.
Right.
And we talk about those things on the show all the time. Like, oh, we should do that. And then we end up not doing it.
I think Frankie's Tiki Room is one of those. That's been on my list for 10 trips now.
And there have been several times where I thought, well, the conditions are right that we're going to do this.
Like this last trip, I think if the Smithereens hadn't been playing, we would have found ourselves at Frankie's Tiki Room.
Probably a good chance. Yeah. It depends on how things unfold. That's a good question because that does change so often. Like you get there, you have this thing and it's... You got to remain flexible.
Yep.
Roll with the way things just happen to naturally go.
Do what you feel.
Yep.
Do what feels good.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. So with the show and wanting to do new stuff, I also don't like to feel
too obligated
because then it starts to feel too much like a job and all that. So it's like finding that balance. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do some new stuff. I really do want to check this out. But I'm very hesitant to... There have been a few exceptions, but there's something like I'm really not that interested in this place, but I feel like I need to go there for the show. Mm-hmm. We haven't really – we wouldn't have gone to Guy Fieri's place if it wasn't for Chuck and John saying,
right.
Hey, we're reviewing this. Do you guys want to go? It's like, well, then I know we're going to have a good time because we're going with those guys.
Right. We wouldn't have gone on our own. No, there's no way.
Probably not.
Yeah. And there are people who like that place. And you know what? If you like that place, you continue to enjoy that place. I will not judge you for enjoying that place because it has a certain, it's drunk food.
Yeah, I it serves a purpose. I'm not saying it doesn't. I absolutely not.
It's not for me. I'm just pissed at the 3-4 hours I spent with that food sitting in my stomach like a brick.
Yeah.
That was the after effects were just not good.
There's kind of a good follow-up question here.
Okay.
That I think fits in well. Is there an attraction you keep meaning to see and still have not, and why?
Neon Museum.
That's the one that I was going to say as well.
Yep.
Part of it is just...
timing. I want to go, but it's not walkable.
It is, kind of.
Well, it kind of is,
depending on the time of the year. Like, we're not going to do it in the summer because it's too freaking hot.
Right.
Vimp, we're usually kind of...
tied up with other things, which would be an ideal time of year to go, temperature-wise.
Yeah, it just hasn't happened. And I definitely want to see it.
I do, too.
Just hasn't played out that way. And Frankie's Tiki Room.
Yep, same.
There have been a few other places.
I mean, that's not walkable, but... yeah. I have a feeling we're going to get there.
Oh, we will. We will.
Yeah, both places.
Because it's not going anywhere.
No.
It just hasn't timed out appropriately.
Someday.
Yep. We have a drinking question.
All right.
Take a drink since we're... looking over. I was like, did we do our fireball shots?
We did.
Them at the beginning, didn't we?
We did. Do you want more?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, it's... Fireworks not are going to start hardcore pretty soon, but I don't know if those will bleed through the
I think this is the final question. It is. The final question of the show. What is your favorite Vegas cocktail and where can you get it? That's a tough one, too. Tommy, you're killing us. These are good questions.
Yeah.
And all tough. Our listeners
off
put a lot
of
thought
into
these.
I'm going to say Verbena Chandelier 1.5.
For a long time, I thought Verbena was one of those things that you would do once.
No.
But we find ourselves there
friend.
Again and again and again, and sometimes with the same people. It's not like you always have to have a new person to introduce.
Right.
It's just, it's fun. It's just a fun, stupid Vegas experience.
Here's the interesting thing. On the last trip, my first Verbena, it wasn't mixed quite right.
Oh, really?
There was something off with the balance.
I don't
think
the bartenders. I don't think the bartenders at 1.5 because they've gone through some change.
Yeah,
I think
they don't all know how to make them.
Yeah, I don't think they're all doing it quite.
The second one was perfection.
Oh, that's good.
The first one was, the second one, awesome.
I enjoyed every cocktail I had at 1.5 this past trip.
We had many.
Yeah, we did.
They were delicious.
Yep.
I mean, again, the first one a little off, but I
it worked. It worked.
I was a
you
trooper.
Through it. You powered through it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. I normally wouldn't do more than one, but we've done two. I don't think I'd do more
than
two.
I wouldn't do more than two.
Very, very sweet. And I suspect that if I had too many of those little Szechuan buns, I'd probably start messing with my stomach or something. But
yeah.
So that's still the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it is a uniquely Vegas thing, too.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of that being served anywhere else.
Right. What about the Sinatra Smash?
Haven't had one in a long time. We did. I guess we did in March.
Yeah.
We found ourselves with
yes,
parasol
we did.
Down.
Yes,
but
we
that's
did.
Not we've gone stretches where it's been a year that we haven't had them in Vegas mm-hmm. easily. We just
they're
did,
delicious.
We don't get
we
to
recommend
win that
them,
often.
But yeah.
Yeah. So Cosmo, because we spend more time drinking there, I'd go with that one. And
yeah.
Verbena is so much fun. So yeah.
One
good
thing,
questions.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the show where we did our trip wrap up.
Uh huh.
I was surprised that the chandelier menu hadn't turned over since the fall.
Yeah, I don't think you did. You mentioned it to me, but I don't think we talked about it on the show. It's definitely had a lot of autumn-y drinks.
Yeah, they still had like the Pioneer Woman, and they had the flight of the different, like the Thanksgiving dinner flight.
A lot of pumpkin-y kind of things. Very
which,
odd.
It was surprising to me.
So
that
wonder,
they hadn't updated the menu.
I don't
for
know what the
summer,
status is. If
even
they may not have a property wide mixologist right now who does those things because like Book and Stages list hasn't turned over in ages.
Right.
Bonds, I'm not sure because we haven't spent much time before this trip drinking there. That mm-hmm. may be the same one they've had for a long time too.
Right.
So they do need to revamp their
cocktail menu a bit because they've been known for mixing it up quite a bit
seasonally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will do that soon, but.
Yeah,
still
I mean,
many
I love
good selections.
I love some fall drinks, but
in the
when
fall,
it's summer,
they're more special if they're only available in certain times of the year.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's it. That's what we've got for you.
All right.
This is typically this one a little longer than our personalized shows go, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, it was fun. So, what do we want to wrap up? We're not doing the Facebook post of the week and the Amazon thing. I guess I'll just throw a blanket support our sponsor Viator.
Yep. You can find us on Twitter.
You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, click through our link. If you're going to leave a voicemail message, leave it for us.
Yes.
702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. You can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. 500@gmail.com if you want to send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions that we will answer on an upcoming show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Perfect.
We'll be back this weekend with another show, I believe,
mm-hmm.
unless something happens that prevents us from doing so. And until then, have a great week, and thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.